It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Bacon, sausage, and beef jerky are just a few of the items that will be taking center stage at the 8th Annual Meet Me in Memphis Gala, which will be held on October 24th at the Columns at One Commerce Square. You may not be familiar with the brand Monogram Foods, but chances are you have enjoyed some of this Memphis-based company's products. Their broad portfolio products include such items as beef jerky, sausage, hot dogs, pre-cooked bacon, and other processed food items. Their brands include Circle B, King Cotton, and Trail's Best Meat Snacks. For the 8th year, they will be hosting their annual gala that features local chefs preparing dishes with Monogram Foods ingredients. Erling Jensen is one of the 10 chefs who will be participating this year. He will be preparing beef tenderloin with spicy smoked sausage, bacon, mushrooms, and petit chantel cheese. It is a tasty follow-up to the New York strip with bologna and bacon béarnaise sauce that he prepared last year. Erling rendered the fat from bacon and bologna and used the fat as the base of his rich béarnaise sauce. Each year, he finds a creative way to incorporate Monogram's ingredients into his dishes. Other dishes served last year include Creole bacon-wrapped shrimp, seafood gumbo with smoked sausage, and sweet and spicy bacon poppers. And they didn't forget a sweet ending. Bacon chocolate chip cookies were also on the menu. The event is hosted annually by the Monogram Loves Kids Foundation. Since the foundation was formed in 2012, over $2 million in grants have been given to kids' charities. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon appetit!
The Weekly Dish is made possible by Kitchens Unlimited, a design studio for the kitchen, bath, and home, specializing in fine custom cabinetry and premium appliances for 50 years. KitchensUnlimited.net. Jennifer Chandler is the food and dining reporter for the Commercial Appeal. Her articles can be found at CommercialAppeal.com.